On this day in 2002, a Palestinian suicide bomber blew himself up in a crowded hotel room in Netanya, Israel. Islamist extremists really hate the Jews, and always cite them as the number one problem in the world. Sometimes they actually succeed in killing them. If you read enough terrorist propaganda, as I have over the years, you learn that those behind it are very, very predictable. Not to mention, not very imaginative. They use the same memes, the same tropes, time and time and time again. They blame the same actors for all the world's ills. Of all those actors, none are as vilified as the Jews. Whether it is Israel proper, or the Zionists, or the Jews behind the so-called New World Order, or whatever, you cannot get more than a few words into any jihadi piece of blather before you see these kinds of references. Israel is, of course, a target for a whole host of reasons. It was created in an area of the world that has long been under contention. What was Israel was once known as Palestine under the Ottoman Empire, and as the homeland of the Jews well before that. Before the UN decision to create Israel in 1948, there were terrorist attacks both by Jewish as well as Islamist extremists. Those who work for Israel's security service, law enforcement, and military are constantly on high alert over the very real possibility of a terrorist attack. And for good reason. I have no idea how many attacks have occurred in that nation, or how many were thankfully thwarted, but I can imagine that number is really high. The groups behind the threat are well known to all. The Palestinian Liberation Organization, or PLO, although that one is less of a concern now, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and Hamas. They've been responsible for countless deaths and injuries. On this day in 2002, a Palestinian suicide bomber blew himself up in a crowded hotel room in Netanya, Israel, just as more than 200 people had gathered for their Seder, which is a Passover holiday meal, killing at least 30 and wounding more than 140 others, many of them children. Hamas took responsibility for the outrage, and Israel's leaders reacted with fury at the audacity of the attack on people who were celebrating one of the highest Jewish holidays. The attack is now known in Israel as the Passover Massacre. A year after the slaughter, the four Palestinian Hamas terrorists who planned it were sentenced to 29 life terms and another 20 years in prison. That's a long time in prison. Could someone please tell me how targeting the faithful during a meal is legitimate? This hatred and despicable lack of feeling for the innocent must stop one day. Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking this subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.